Okay, as it hot, now so we drop them for you on top. NPFL Tata 4, Football Republic Podcast 9 with Desu. My name is Sawadino on top NPFL Tata 4. You know, say everything will happen inside the Nigerian Professional Football League. Now with the carry, come serve you hot for your domot. The NPFL for the 2020-2021 season, it is mid-season break right now. It's supposed to start this week. The news we've been getting before now say we're supposed to resume the second stanza of the league this week. Only for us to come get another news, say, okay, they don't shift go the first weekend inside the month of May. So, Timi Aswadi will help me chook eye inside this matter, chook mouth inside this matter, especially the fact say we don't get another delay again to the resumption of the league for the 2020-2021 season. Timi?
Well, I'm not surprised. If you understand very well how Nigerian football they work, you go understand say they work around civil servants. Their kind of job. Remember say May 1st holiday day, and public holiday no go day for Saturday, but public holiday go day on Monday. So once public holiday don't day like that, civil servants they always won't use their public holiday well. And based on say most of the Nigerian clubs, now civil servants club, like them or not, Kano Pillars, they go tell you say money no day. So you know go fifth start league
money no day for waiting exactly
to move players go where they
but
want
the
play.
League supposed start 28-29 Baba,
the league supposed start I think now 2 weeks break then give them it's supposed start this weekend
yeah it's supposed start
maybe
this
May 1st
yeah 28 it's supposed start 28th of April
28th now Wednesday
Friday Wednesday right
yeah
so Wednesday
it's
supposed start this midweek
many reasons see there but I don't talk about one of the reasons because most of these clubs they be civil service club and then they go on use the holiday and don't forget say Ramadan still there outside too most of the clubs then when they up north they go always want do their fasting and stuff like that. Even CAF.
Yeah.
CAF, even guys shift games. Go 10 p.m. for night. Just to accommodate.
Fasting supposed affect us. I think we see something for Premier League, Leicester City players.
Yes, where Wesley Fofana.
Where Fofana and which other guy, where they pause.
Yeah, go break.
When they go break, so that then they go fit, go break their fast.
But you, they talk about Premier League. Premier League, now English country, we say now they be Christians. Nigeria and our country, we say will be mixed. Muslim, and Christian. Majority of people within Nigeria, most of the clubs within Nigeria, within not, now Muslims then be. So you guys respect their Ramadan too.
Okay.
So me and a few say maybe not because of Ramadan, because at that time, almost at that time, Ramadan go down, they almost round up.
Okay.
I guess, because I think 13 of April 9 and start. So I feel say, all in all, now just to make sure, say these players are ready and they feel play football. Nobody say they're going to shift games, they shift games here and there. But I still feel say, whether they shift them to 8 or whatever, may they end season before August when new season, new calendar go don't start for CAF.
Because that now the main aim. So now the main aim be that when they tell us say then they try to align our calendar with CAF calendar and European calendar so that we'll not get the situation where we say mid season player where they do well will be hustle contract for abroad. You understand? Because of say our season will day hot. Maybe at that time their season won't start or something like that. So they try to align them. But anytime we won't align our calendar with European calendar or CAF calendar, one thing will shall happen.
The way this one is set up, not be waiting we go to blame people for, because sports, they work hand in hand with government, with community.
Okay.
And when you look at IBC, the color of the community, whether you did for up north, you did for south, you did for west or east, it did a little bit unsettled. So when you did hear them, they bring out their security reports. And you know, say when this game resume, they're going to need to enter road. They're going to need to use bus. Even when we say things never crazy like that. Only just last week, we did talk for episode one, we did talk about buses, when we say they cash fire, bandits, when we say they kidnap and all that kind of nonsense. So I feel, say, not just playing to the wind of caution, not just the fact that they won't acknowledge, say, a lot of players, about 55% of the clubs, when we say they, even the players when they for Rivers, they still get Muslims inside. So every single club get Muslims. So not be big deal, not be every time when we say something happen, we will look like, it don't want to spoil. Because look at the economic factors. When they talk about funding and whatnot, you talk about security, logistics.
Now, you know why, like to me being talk for some of your opening statements, say, nothing the surprise for Nigeria football again, I think when they used to do. You know why we talk? It's like saying our culture now, say, if we tell you, say, league will start 1st of April, just no say we know we start 1st of April.
But
it's just like saying our culture. So if we tell you say we start 10th of May, just no say we start 10th of May.
But maybe my point now, now they talk now, see, as I talk before, the point now, see, right now. Mm. It happened. Na culture. But this one, not be something we go look into with too much eye. Because not just the science of the times. Okay. I mean, even England, everywhere, whether now Germany or whatnot, they take breaks several times because of IBC. The way they plant things, not be the way the thing can be. Everybody, they pivot. Hey, Oyibo. Give me a handshake. I don't speak. Hey, I did try. But that's why they speak English.
Everybody
they pivot. It means when you're supposed to go straight, then the road can't block.
Well, you just said that in English.
It's English. It's a French English. P-I-V-O-T. But the O, the T is silent.
That is pivot.
Not be pivot, it's pivot.
Okay, okay.
My brother. So everybody they pivot.
Okay.
So this one, I just. What did they do? You get degree for grammar.
You don't drop the matter.
But wait now.
Okay.
I say everybody they pivot. Everybody they branch. Everybody they use shortcuts or whatever. So not be something to look into. Instead, waiting I won't look into now whether they don't put everything in place.
Yeah, not only for the like for the second half
because
season,
last week we they talk about maybe go nice whether more games go feed them.
All right. Well, Swasomo no reason I'm too much mono to look into the matter, say okay, they don't ship the league, go reach 8th of May. As long as say the league start that 8th of May, the most important thing now, whether they don't put everything in place. One of the things where people they always complain about now, say Nigerian teams need to do well for continental games. CAF Confederation
because Juju now they travel now.
You know, I don't know.
Never capital Juju.
Juju
now they travel now.
Some people they blame them before. They say, when CAF Continental Games they start, our league never start.
Mm.
Our league they don't break. Now our league don't start. Our league starts early, self. I think the time our league start now when we did preliminaries. Still yet upon that, our teams no do well. We get four representatives. We get Plateau United, Kano Pillars, we get Eyimba, we get Rivers United. None except Eyimba enter the group stage of any competition. And Eyimba guys dropped from Champions League on Confederations Cup before they enter the group stage of the competition. And now Eyimba they play against Orlando Pirates. The way it take be now, look reason Eyimba matter. Now then the Nigeria hopefuls, the only flag bearers now for Nigeria. We don't see the way where Eyimba they take play this continental game.
See
if they come house, Waba. They go win. If they come, Abba, they go win. Then travel, they go lose. Their last four games for the continent, they don't lose all away. They lose to Rivers United 1-0 before they enter penalty. Nobu can't help them. They lose to Orlando Pirates away for South Africa 2-1. They lose to Setif. Setif where they beat here, they go lose to them 3-0. They lose to Al Ahly Benghazi, where a lot of people expect them to at least get 1 point from that game. They lose. Now they play against Orlando Pirates. Technically, Orlando Pirates get one leg for the next round of competition, but they no say it never really too sure for them because as it stands now, they did 9 points. And if anybody can go load them, say like that. 4-0 or 3-0 and
very
opposite. Alali Congo win their own match. Wala don't they for Eyimba. So
Alali go win.
This away from matter, continental matter with Nigerian teams. Case study now, Eyimba. Timmy, what team be the way forward?
Well, I got always talk say way forward now. Say you get quality players, but I know say Eyimba if you get quality players. So that
one of the team if he sign any player.
Yeah,
for the
no be problem for them. But then again, you look this Eyimba squad. Now them don't they always repeat Nigeria. Now them don't go far past. Last season they reached quarterfinals of the CAF Confederation Cup. I don't think say any other Nigerian team don't go as far as the quarterfinals in recent times.
Yeah.
So you want to say then na system problem, na general problem for all the clubs where they go inside continent.
Na general market.
Okay. No be just Eyimba problem.
Mm-hmm.
So here come be my own wahala with all this our setup, all this our for Eyimba now, they fit qualify. But after quarterfinal, what will happen?
Mm.
Okay.
We'll go back again to square one. If then come out.
Mm.
You understand? So the point where we say me I won't make now say, you see, if you want to do well for continent, now from your league you go start.
Mm.
You guys they do well for your league.
Mm.
See Liverpool for instance. I digress to English Premier League.
Yeah.
When they enter the final of Champions League, lose them.
Yeah.
They compete for the title for EPL well.
Yeah.
When they win the Champions League final,
then
finish.
Then win the title.
No, when they finish. Okay, when they win. When they win the Champions League for 2019.
Yeah.
They don't win title.
They don't win title.
But now 1 point. Just 1 point.
Behind Man City.
Take up them.
Yeah.
Then they do well for their league.
Yeah.
You understand? Now you check out all these teams that we mentioned, the likes of Rivers United. Where they end for table? They know the top three.
They know the top three now.
Eyimba right now, okay, most of them then get
they game get outstanding hand. Games. Yeah.
So you guys look your league. How well your league did? Mm. Who you they compete with? How far you they do for your league? See the likes of Mamelodi Sundowns. We'll talk about every time for South Africa. Mm. Then they always be top.
You know they top of the table.
Exactly.
With even two games.
Well, now below your big Gasha, they use private jet. They hardly
find them outside of the top three for inside the PSL. So it boils down to how well you they play for your league.
But then by any time where they play their games complete, they always stay around that bracket too. Top three. Bracket.
Yes. The problem with Enyimba be say, Enyimba, in as much as they get experience for inside the continent, the experience they get now administrative experience.
Thank you.
But most times the players when they carry go no they get the experience.
Timmy, make a shock you.
Administrative
experience.
Make a shock you. Make a shock you. See, one of the biggest things when we say learning for inside that outcome when we say they do for 2018. Now, when NBC, I look some of the teams, when NBC come from, especially Southern Africa, they come with video people. And then at Tino, say people don't be serious. Even the Northern teams, they get a digital team. Not be like the ones, shout out to our people where they do our digital here, but they carry a camera, they carry stuff. When we know they travel well outside, and because we never grow with our football, because we see they use that old format. We go do our own, yeah. We go do our jazz. We go set up. We go go.
You don't talk that jazz.
Right from time, not even Oyibo said, even the great Benin Kingdom, before they go, they fight with Ife. They go send their scouts. They go say, go spy the land. Go sunshine. Maybe the weak points. Maybe this one. They'll come give them the play-by-play before
they
pass.
Anybody do that one now?
That's the thing. No.
Anybody supposed to get people like analysts where they analyze Chere positions.
If they get, you don't see them. Waiting be say food when they switch you they smell them. Like I talk, use the example. Now make they give the example. Was that last one I say? If you see South African women team now, they're not they fear to they throw away their training videos up and that because they already know say we already get the breakdown. You just say BS are the Chris when we say carry drone to the spy people that time when we say they for championship. You know why? Because you must know your position, not just the opposition players. You must know the topography. Hey. Oyibo. You must know the setting of the ground, the geography. Waiting they happen for this particular weather.
Yeah.
You see those people? They come with weatherman. They know. You know, say for morning, if you wake up now, if you listen to stations like Wazobia, they go tell you, say, today the weather now, so and so degree Celsius. Meaning say, expect rain.
So
nothing different from waiting Aba do they do. That's why now it is easy for away teams to come to Aba. Because they know the mapping, they know the roadmap.
We talk about the weather.
But anybody not know one. That may be my point. They never change with technology. They never incorporate technology into their gameplay. When you say they get analysts, their analysts they do like, you know when we say, no offense to all the guys when they do work. But when you see some of them, they gist. They give you beer apologists. Not be this guy. Now this guy, they're that. But then they tell you, waiting, we say these guys don't
they do.
In new time.
Okay,
because
so
everybody they upgrade.
I don't want to make me model.
No, you they ask me half an hour.
No, I don't want more model of
the.
No,
he asked me half
an hour. And I ask you half an hour.
He asked me half an hour. Why BC teams not they do? Why our local teams not they do?
Yes, now
the only two teams when get the financial power to actually get young boys. Because you know hard. Nigerians food there. Nigerians there for Algeria. They're there for Libya. They're there for South Africa. The only thing where you just need to say, Baba, contract these boys. It's okay. As soon as they're there, I don't need to pay you money to travel.
To they analyze their away teams, Abi?
Spy them.
To they analyze their away teams.
Give me the breakdown.
Now
so that they do them.
Now, so we'll see. Enyimba did the same group with Orlando Pirates. If Enyimba want 10,000 clips on Orlando Pirates, they never need spy.
You then miss the point.
No, wait,
the other things. Or you go say now extraneous like factors. I'll give you weather.
Like
weather.
Okay, since you don't do push us, come down weather. I'll be one more talk the weather later.
Weather, Enyimba geography.
Around 2 o'clock. People complain, say this 2 o'clock, how they play? If they even favor the northern
but
side.
But now I know they're in their hand.
No. I understand. Can't fix them. I mean, if they talk weather, right? Enyimba play around 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock for Nigeria normally Sunday. You understand? They say this 2 o'clock, they favor people. Enyimba don't go play 10 o'clock. 10 p.m. 10 o'clock. I never see any country for the world with 10 o'clock sun, they shine. You understand?
Actually, heavy sun. Okay.
Enyimba don't go play Alakli Benghazi. 10 o'clock, they still no fit play. You understand? Now they go play 10 o'clock for a bar. Weather conditions for here and for Libya. Weather conditions and here with Libya not too far. You know, too
Ashley foul.
You know,
Libya they get sun. They get snow.
Libya Sunday hot.
You know, today harsh. At the talk of 10 p.m.
Okay, for night.
10 p.m. where they play that game, where they lose 1-0.
Okay,
you understand. So, if you go SA, if you go South Africa, the time where they play, Eimba play against Pirates. Orlando Pirates, it'll be winter.
Baba,
South Africa winter now, June, July.
Baba,
you know, they go that.
You don't
that
see their training times.
Yes, sir.
You don't see their training times. Many of these clubs, when we say they thrive now, they play at different times of the day.
Yes.
Now, until when we say Eimba one play this, their match against Orlando Pirates, now they do evening practice. Now be their first set of evening practice in recent times. And you won't play for night. And this not be what we say go shock you, because like we talk, a lot of this our MPFL club, they get Muslims inside. So they no say one way or the other. Say that they are going to push the match until after the fast finish. Or we'll go play according to the time when we say go fee favor these guys, religious wise. So if you say you they play, you know say your timing to train now Christmas, because when I go play Christmas timing, not be every time you go play by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah. Not be every time you go play by 5 o'clock in the evening. You go scatter. I'll tell you why. You don't get picking before. My Pekin, if you tell her, say
my daughter is 4.
Who that's your daughter?
To me,
if they claim people daughter, by the time what they say you don't grow seed. If you don't grow seed, you go understand. Say you need to understand how Pekin to the shop. Some kind of children, they need to feed they perform early morning. They not be money people, but give them afternoon, high noon. They go perform. You need to make them they acclimate. You must set up the factors to make sure that they function at that particular time. Most times, that we just they come mukbamoya. Not be we be Eyimba, unzabu zabu. We go nakam. Not be we be Eguma people. We go do am unzabu zabu. Anyhow, nyaga nyaga. If you not set up your timetable to take you, say if your adversary don't they know how to block you, you need to know
how.
You need to improvise. Not be the word of the day. Pivot.
All these people.
Pivot.
They descend by come watch Eyimba.
It's French.
To me. May I the thing see this thing now? Something we did very peculiar to Nigerian teams, the away mentality. If you watch so many Nigerian sides, anytime they go play away match. In fact, now in recent years, you know, since the introduction of incentives, way back in the day where LMC introduced incentives for if you go away, go pick points, we will give you so and so. You understand? Since the introduction of incentives, now in some teams, they even go away to go play to pick points. You understand? And then they talk say before then, teams need to go away to go play. But most times, most likely, you they see coaches when they won't go away matches, they could just drop some of their key players. You know, say they could just go mark attendance. You understand? Because they, like I said, they just don't say will they go lose. So over time, me I think say over time, this thing don't form a particular mindset for our players for the league. Say, oh boy, you don't get anything. We will go play here. We no go feel win. You don't get anything. We will do here. We no go feel win.
Now, because bro,
I don't see a reason why. I don't see a reason why. I don't see a reason why Eimba lose that game to Alali Benghazi for the match where I watch. I don't see a reason why the same Eimba way hold Setif to a standstill, we concede one, come from behind, win 2-1, even with the quote and unquote bias officiating that day. Eimba will stand the odds, beat that, win that game 2-1. I don't see a reason why that same Eimba were taken to the cleaners when they go play ES Setif away. I don't see a reason why that game against Orlando Pirates, that dying minute where Orlando Pirates get that second goal. I don't see a reason why when Eimba go fit just open up like that. So if not be this defeatist mentality where we say you anytime we travel that way, just be say, oh boy, we don't leave on. Don't be say we don't lose, we don't want to go down. I mean, talk me out of it, because I they believe say now waiting
the
affair.
Now the mentality like now, you don't talk now. Mentality join. If you don't add the talk, aspire to Maguire what you want to acquire. If you not aspire to Maguire, you can never acquire. If they already decide, say any IB go be, because like you talk, you rightly talk. The way that they set up, sometimes they go carry some kind of more, just go mark register. So when you already do them, your players already know. Now from food when go sweet, now from the ingredients when you go buy for market. If you buy peku, if you buy snake, if you buy stockfish, you already know say this food. He must ban.
I don't buy all these things before cook soup in a sweet.
But you must take your time.
But the truth of the matter, where I will still go back to.
Yeah.
And like you asked me the first time, the question where you asked me the first time, I say, why did they always struggle for continent? See, if your system no day right for house, no matter how you want to go down for abroad, you go always want to use the mentality of that system with the house.
Now the system they affect you.
Remember, say, even when Eyimba win the CAF Champions League, the first year, the year before 2002, they were woeful.
Yeah.
Now money they come pump, buy players, pump money for these boys. Where we say they can't go. Even that first time when they win,
even say that time the national project. No, don't forget.
Exactly.
He got some teams. He got some players that time. That 2003, where they play for Heartland for the league, MPFL for the league.
But when
they play
Irish
for Eyimba for Champions League, did they have no case study? Yaro case
true
study. You know,
even that, 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 then go to Ismail. If you remember, then go Ismail, go lose 6-1. against Ismael. Mm. So na mentality thing, na that mental block where we say Nigerian coaches never fit unlock from these players their head. Mm. Say, guys, if we play to our pattern, if we play to our tactics, if we make sure say we map out how we want to collect 3 points, how we want to play these people, play them to the letter. They go always pick point. Another problem with me, I feel now, say some of all these are our coaches themselves, they know they help matters.
She?
Because imagine that Fatai Osho. When last Fatai Osho play for continent?
Thank you.
When last
or travel, for make it just travel, yeah. go see land or travel.
You go expect, say the experience will be say go come to play. Now, person will be say don't day inside the continent.
Like Kadiri Kana, okay,
yeah, you understand.
So they work with
say, when we say they don't understand how they work, how you feel collect points, how you feel play to.
And
to
the politics.
Exactly. See the one way you talk about Orlando Pirates. Mm. Yeah. How you go don't equalize finish? You can't let them score you last minute goal.
Yeah.
Winning goal. You understand? So for me, I feel say sometimes now coaching from these players or from the technical crew. Mm. Now also another thing we say we got to look into to make sure say at least if we go away, we're gonna say, okay, we don't sort this one out. Now the coaching, how far is it good enough? The players, are they mentally right, like ready to collect points away from home? Now they could be that because even when Eibar win the CAF Champions League, either they go away, they always go with that defeatist mentality.
Yeah.
Say they go lose. But now Abba, now they always come talk, say, okay, here. You understand? So for me, I still feel say if they change the system as a whole, that's why most clubs like Rivers United, Lobby Stars, Plateau United, they go always struggle for continent. Because that defeatist mentality still in their head say, away will not go do well. We'll but for home, we could try collect point. Mm. So until they change that mentality.
All right, make I tie this thing up.
Yeah.
I like this thing when you talk about system. And you don't need to change everybody.
Yeah.
All you need now just your club.
Exactly.
A visionary leader, when we say don't map out the roadmap, say, okay, this number what we want for the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
See TP Mazembe. TP Mazembe, they get bar. But most of their clubs, when they their league, how many of them you they hear? They play Palace football. But it's not because they over oppress them, not because TP decides, say, you know
now
what?
Like this one down.
Now, so we won't do them. Salitas now, another one too. Their main clubs were there. They play Palace ball. But few individual clubs decide, say, are they come?
Yeah.
We are going to be visionary. We are going to run with a template. This is the look we want. This is the vibe we want. This is the look. You they see Ghana now, all the art of Oaks and Kosoko. They don't decide, say, no matter where they go on, we must have a certain standard. They don't debut their local standard individually. They don't rebuild again, actually, because they were really great. They don't rebuild again. So I don't get any doubt. Say, in the next 2 seasons, you begin to see Ghana clubs when they say go to waka. If you not travel, Igbo people go say, person when travel, they wiser than the elders. If you look the squad when they say that they carry for the championship, the continental contesting clubs, like I go use Rivers and Eyimba. How many of their squad, their staff, coaching staff, they just wake up say, okay, guys, make we strong, make we go see what did they happen for this other country.
Go fund them.
No. Sometimes, I'm sorry. That will go fund them, it's a yeah talk. Matter you why.
How?
Matter you why. Excellence.
Governor, come out to say, win this match, 20 million.
If you want, if you don't tire for your level, do not go wait, maybe say your employer carry you go training. You go enter all those coded with them, all those sites where you say you take upskill yourself. Then be the thing. The problem now say that they wait, that they fold hand.
Then
they be like, may they come carry us.
Our system they help matters. Now see for this your talk where they talk before
just come back to my system.
No, that system where they talk. Now Leeds United will get their next match with Real Madrid. Real Madrid they play league match. You go see Bielsa go travel.
He's not going to go send like 5 boys.
No. Just use for instance, say Bielsa himself or anybody or the coach himself go travel, go that place, go watch the match by himself. See setup, see everything. Come back. You don't take 1 or 2 notes. Where the CM for now, just say Orlando Pirates will play match this week. Then Eguma will just travel.
Eguma will use his mouth to say in the team we won't play for preliminary.
He never say anything say about
that.
See, you just contrast my own.
More leave that
you must look for yourself.
Let's just look at the final day fixture. Eyimba against Orlando Pirates for Abba. And then we look at Esperance Setif, ES Setif against Alakli. For Setif their home. Now Setif then they bottom of the table mathematically then get chance of qualifying because they get 5 points.
Yes.
So if they win their match, they will get 8 points and they get the hope say Eyimba go maybe draw.
Lose.
Or lose. Because if Eyimba draw or lose, let me say ES certif.
Go qualify.
So now that ES certif, now a whole lot of Nigerians, they hope, say they go beat Alakli. Because a win for ES certif will favor Eyimba more. So everything where Eyimba need to do, now just to win their match, whether not half zero or 1-0.
Eyimba just
once ES certif win against Alali, Eyimba just need to win 1-0, half zero, any win whatsoever,
Eyimba could make
go qualify. That on the other hand, if you flip the coin, if Alali go win or as much as get 1 point from certif, let me say wala done day for Eyimba. In fact, if Alali draw, let me say Eyimba still need that all out win. If Alali go win, let me say Eyimba need to win well.
Yeah, you don't talk and finish. I feel say the work the Eyimba hand. They just need to win, and they are condemned to win.
Don't use condemned.
whether they can't get that winning now, I don't know. But the truth of the matter be say, I hope and I wish say the next time we say would they come this podcast, we would say okay, Eyimba don't qualify, and we're going to look forward to their quarterfinal match because like I'm or not, I feel say so far so good. Eyimba don't do the whole work for house. I mean, it is maybe they will collect 1 point for Alali Benghazi house, but that one no happen. So right now, just as they don't they don't beat Alali Benghazi for house, they don't beat ES certif for house. So Orlando Pirates shouldn't give them problem. Even though the last time where Orlando Pirates come Nigeria.
Was wonderful.
Now 1-1.
Now 1-1 in draw.
Wonderful.
And now the number of points where Eyimba get maximum now 9 points.
Yeah.
And that 9 points Orlando Pirates already get up. So it means Eyimba now needs to equal Orlando Pirates their goal difference. Right now they plus 4 goals.
But make we win first. Why is that their goal difference?
Head to head.
So 1-0 will solve and for Eyimba against
just 1-0.
Head to head first.
Winning by 1-0 will make Eyimba qualify. So now the first thing for Eyimba be that if Eyimba can't go, they win 2-1. At that time they'll come they enter okay points goal difference in case Alali don't go beat ESCT.
Yeah.
I'm surprised say Eyimba Sef still getting now. So shout out to Eyimba Sef say they even still in contention till now. Because the work when we say Alali don't do from war zone, now they take rebuild again. Nobody don't understand how bad it was in Libya. I get brother when we say play basketball for Libya when we say Gaddafi day. When we say they won't come out.
Wait till Eyimba go play.
You see this thing, eh? You see this thing? Eyimba lucky say they're there.
Eyimba match.
See, you want to go win?
I don't know. Just call him.
All I know now say Eyimba the manage winner, they not qualify, they still try. Mona try, no disgrace us for a bad. That's my rule.
To me, you go on try call the game.
I know if you call the game.
Nobody call him. Eyimba,
whether they win or whether they lose, me, I simply say they no go carry the cup. So
okay,
I wish them all the best.
So okay, we wish them all the best.
Because they not get plan for the next level.
That Eyimba match against Orlando Pirates now 10 p.m. Wednesday 28th of April. So all the best.
I know the Eyimba because
them be our flag bearers. So you look at us, we wish Eyimba all the best because they don't do a pass for continent for Nigerian football. They don't win the Champions League back to back 2003-2004.
So why you need to wear jersey when you the contest? This your coat where they wear. They make you the toss slow.
If they win the confident, no, you get some other things so they contribute to the slow motion. You understand? So, okay, all right, so moving on, we come back home to the NPFL. You get one major thing where they always cause wahala for inside Nigeria Professional Football League. They call them branding. They say Nigerian teams need to pay attention to branding as big as Ahmed Musa. We'll talk Ahmed Musa tire because I mean, last week, so auto say Ahmed Musa now the poster boy of the league right now, now the biggest name, you know, for the league right now. And I mean, not to lie, you understand, now the biggest name. So they say Nigerian teams need to take branding seriously. You see Ahmed Musa unveiling. Your car go one place like this. Oh, your given Jesse main just stand, put one.
Wait, see the cutting, see the cutting.
This is the second video when they come. Two of them.
Your car go one place.
You know, we need to pay attention. See, Musa wear ordinary polo. You know, we need to pay attention to unveiling. Then, if we contrast this Musa unveiling with Sunday Adetunji unveiling, when he been signed for Plateau United, even though we know saying don't come off from Plateau United now.
Bloodshed!
Now, this unveiling, not be the club do this unveiling for Sunday Adetunji.
Not be the model.
Private group. Nine carry Sunday Adetunji say, okay, don't sign for Plateau United. Make we do him as he supposed be. carry and give a fantastic picture. This picture go rival normal unveiling from anywhere in the world. Do you understand? So that issue of, we want people to invest in the league. We want people to, and you know, say our life now, Instagram life. You understand? The way, the thing where people see us, they attractive from outside. Now go hungry them to want come put their money. If I see you, they unveil Ahmed Musa, a whole Ahmed Musa, you they unveil him like one boy, one our yard boy, anyhow. You understand? What thing will make me feel say he they attractive? Our just unveil like our yard boy. You understand? So this issue of branding, packaging, even though say na Sansan Bololo will play last, make them be like say na lush green. Why we need to ever pay attention to these matters?
System.
You know, this system thing. I beg you, like, expatiate this one.
The truth of the matter, you see, they always talk and say Nigerian football a reflection of the Nigerian society.
Thank you.
You understand? Now, check out the National Broadcasting Network, NTA, for instance. Now, check out the logo that they use. Check out their chroma or whatever.
Their scroll messages.
Their scroll messages. Now, use that one compare one of the private owned stations. It depends, me say, most of all these clubs now still government owned. Government owned. See, if you talk about branding, like you mentioned, branding is something we say. You get idea of where you want to make your product go. You get idea of the people where you want to make them see your product. You get idea of the people where you say you want to make them buy into your product.
Get target audience. Now, what did they
talk exactly. Now, who will be the target audience to see Ahmed Musa for inside Canopy Labs? Any idea they when they sign him? No. What will be the idea? Say, okay, they go sell him out. Say, okay, this one don't sign for Canopy Labs. Now, just based on say him play for Canopy Labs that year. He don't come back. Finish. Now, the only brand you will be seeing like, where did their head not be that? So, for me, I always talk, say, see, if you know set the system well, if you just use pancake and what is it?
On behalf of pancake, we take
foundation.
Offense.
On foundation, take the rough face. If you know fine, you know fine. Now, the truth be that. So, if you want to talk about branding, you got to start from the very clubs themselves. Waiting, they won't make their fans they see. Waiting, they won't give their fans. Waiting, they won't attract. You show us contrasting picture now of Adetunji. Adetunji now, you talk, say, this in picture go stand anywhere
of
for the whole world.
Of course. Sweet boy.
Now, it don't mean, say, him won't show himself to the whole world. But Canopy Labs won't show themselves to the whole world with that way they sign with.
No, that's what they
start
to Okano now. Okano, they be their target.
So, see, the point of the matter be, say, we got to understand, say, football na big business. And based on, say, business, say, you want make money, you guys brand business. See you now, you wear suit.
Not mine.
No,
if you get good chain, you get good chain.
Wear pocket, you get pocket square. You understand?
They feel proud.
Cause they put some kind blum blum or flower. You understand?
Yeah.
On a branding,
on a package.
You understand? Sawa, make I shock you.
Yeah.
Another big player go one sign. They go still on Villam like this.
I don't doubt you. It's possible.
So what will they talk here?
Yeah.
So what will they? That means the team now. You don't they inside our system.
Yeah.
We don't they part of us.
We don't soak us.
As in, we don't come fit change our mentality again. So for me, I feel say, if one move go branding, if one learn what branding is, we just reorientate all this club administration. You understand? Yes. So all this club administrator, forget LMC. LMC not just to manage the league. Now the clubs are then be the main players, the stakeholders. Carry their mind, shift them to the senses of say, okay.
It gets statement where somebody that Saturday team. You know, best man, just shift this in.
Yeah.
That Saturday we'll go play ball. It gets statement where somebody make by the side. See, part of the reasons why our local teams, MPFL teams, need a reason all this branding thing. Now because year in, year out,
now
they
government.
Get allocated fund from government. So they need a reason, say Obama could do A, B, C to raise funds.
Even at that, even if you get allocated funds, you get money will be say they don't allocate for you. That's why they talk, say, see, if the system is right, it will make you want to do more for your club or for wherever you work. If the system they right, say football will set up now business oriented. No matter the allocation what they give you, the government will give you that money, go talk, say bring in profits as they give you this allocation.
Exactly.
You understand?
If I give you 10 naira, make you make 20 naira.
Exactly. But because they don't see them as allocation, they don't see them as business.
Yeah.
They see them as civil service work.
They see them as cut and chop, national cake.
Just everybody, you just give everybody work. Mm. You are bringing the youth out of the streets.
Yeah.
Now, what do they feel? Mm. Until we see football as big business.
Yeah.
Manchester United today, what do you make them Manchester United? Now, because they don't turn the club into business.
Mm.
Real Madrid, what do you make them Real Madrid today? They don't turn the club into business.
Mm.
So if you never turn your club into business, even if they give you 800 million, you go see the squander them. Until you turn them to that business mentality and you start to imagine yourself, say, okay, you are now a brand.
Yeah.
You are now representing the government.
Mm.
You are now showcasing yourself. You are showcasing yourself to the whole world. Everybody now, if you see you, everybody if you go YouTube, go check your videos.
Yeah.
Everybody if you go your Instagram handle, your Twitter handle, go check your highlights.
Mm.
Then you go understand. Say,
and
okay,
go see what they like.
Exactly. Mm. I feel I need to the package well.
Yeah.
I need to use digital camera to cover my matches. I need to use digital camera to cover unveiling.
Mm.
I need to use better stages to take unveil players.
Yeah.
Until you start to get that business mentality, that business mindset of say football na big business, we go still the way we did.
I'll tell you something. Sorry, Vandreza FC. They move from Uyo, come Lagos.
Yep.
The same dressing room where MFM
they use
for Lagos. Now the same dressing room
and they repackage
where Vandreza repackage, snap the picture. It be like something away from Europe. Come.
Bam.
It go shock you.
All those packaging.
Magada
FC. You understand? Then swore. We need to do these basic things. Then we want people go come to complain when indigenous companies go from here, travel, go EPL, La Liga, go put advert money. The other day we hear Minister of Communication Lai Mohammed say, all these indigenous companies, where they from here, go they advertise for Premier League.
Don't
advertise
for here. Point, child,
no. I know what
you're saying. Where you sit there, go see your
exactly
market.
So,
you go to get your market to be seen.
No. Threaten them.
You know,
if you must advertise here, you must advertise here. At least we give a certain percentage. Why you go force me to do
make I just answer you quickly. The reason why I go support Lai Mohammed, in a way, for that comment we make, now, sake of say, first off, your business, where they carry, go outside, go give money. Now, for me, they make the money. You they make the money for you. So, what will be the
feedback? But you just talked about profits.
That's what I'm saying. What will be the feedback where they give to the society?
Sorry.
What will be the cost back?
Sorry.
What will the society they benefit from you based on, say, you get business?
So, maybe just do my CSR.
I don't talk to do my CSR.
Mm-hmm.
Most of all these clubs, them, or all these big conglomerates where they carry money.
Aye.
Most of all these BB companies, if they carry their money, go outside. Me and they talk, say, spend some of those money inside some of all these clubs.
Sorry.
You understand?
They do something already. The problem is that property allocation, then the community is fine. Now, property allocation.
How many times?
Now, property allocation.
To mention names. Guinness, how many times do I not profit? Say the money they spend on top EPL, they don't get them back. If not be Nigerians, so they drink them.
I'm sorry, you.
Not be Nigerians, they drink them.
I'm sorry.
The point they make, that same Guinness where they sell, or that same soft drink where they sell, now Nigerians go still drink them. So why don't they invest for the Nigerian clubs?
I'm sorry.
Why not?
When you say that Nigerians, you said something.
They make profits. Where do they sell their products?
Where they make profits.
Where do they sell their products?
Where you calm down.
No, I don't vest.
Honorable drink water. May you see Sapa made the camera see our
vest.
Not the vest. Calm down.
Oh, calm down.
Calm down. Okay, so where this big companies, where did they make their money from?
Now, where did they see people to see their product? You said something about
where
branding.
Where did they make the money now?
You talk something about branding just now. And say, now, waiting people see. Let me say they want to associate with you.
Yes.
The problem when you they forget now, say, who did they watch their match pass? Now, where did they see the matches pass?
Yeah.
Half time, for whether na European League or whatnot, where
or
did they
Champions
see
League.
Pass? Now, so, for inside the halftime break, you bring that product, everybody begin to carry beer.
Yes.
Before you know, everybody begin to shout, 444, you say what? Metaphor.
Brings me
now,
to
you
the point. Brings me to the
excuse
point.
Excuse me now.
Stop this club.
Excuse me now.
Now you
talk of system.
Eh?
Not be only one match
must
then they show for MPF. Not be only one match. Now, when we say Super Eagles won't play match, now then you can see 6 months ago, tape where they put around field.
Ready,
man. No, 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 not be ready made.
They talk.
Lie when they talk that one. Oga lie Mohammed when they talk that one. Say many people not put money. Many people not they put money for outside. He put a system when be say
they try. Not put money outside though.
He said,
"What's your no 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 put money outside."
Make a comedian. Ain't us say if you they support. If they run advert for foreign leagues,
for
make
millions.
Sure say you go run at least a certain percentage. You go run and put them inside the NPFL. If you not do them, because they can't threaten, say ready make they pay fine of 100k.
I'm sorry. See, no offense. That's see, excuse me. That's fucking bullshit. That is fucking bullshit. If I'm a business person, now you just now they just say football, now business.
Yes.
I am a business person. I didn't enter into the business of football to come and be doing charity work. And then I want to get to my customers. And I have to meet my customers where my customers are. My customers do not gather at the stadium. I'm sorry.
Where do they gather?
My customers do not even want the NPFL that want me to
have customers. My customers go to viewing centers. My customers go to viewing centers.
Viewing centers.
Carry 20, 20 naira, 50 naira, 100 naira now,
yes.
And they sit for 6 hours.
Pay
per second
bill. Pay per second bill. Your customer?
And you want me to carry my money?
So answer the question now.
Go do
your
fucking
question. Nigerians. You don't answer.
Timmy, give me short time. I never finish.
You don't answer.
Honorable, I have not finished.
You don't answer.
Honorable, I never finish. Give me my 1 minute.
They watch.
Give me my 1 minute.
The Nigerians that they watch. Where did they invest for the Nigerians?
I'm sorry.
The percentage of Nigerians where they watch Premier League and the percentage of Nigerians where they watch NPFL.
No, sir, I'm not talking about the percentage.
No, now you say that they throw the money now.
And tell you say that they invest.
Okay.
My point be say the people that where they invest for the international series, even the Nigerians they watch out.
Yes.
How many investment they don't put inside those Nigerians?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Can I just say this?
Yeah. Because first all the money we say what they make, what they make for here, they can't go abroad.
We talk about
that is why we always get problem for inside the league.
We talk about NPFL.
No worry.
We talk about NPFL and branding, right? And marketing. First of all, you need to identify who be your customers.
Yeah, who be your
target. Shout out to Vandreza because are they worker for this our island? Where did they construct before they do this? Their skyscraper finish. I see construction worker wear Vandreza shirt.
Vandreza jersey.
Another one wear face cap. And then Vandreza sit there for yo. They understood that
they were underground.
Kaiser Chiefs. If you go Akube, if you go Akube, go they buy JC. You know, say Kaiser Chiefs, Mamelodi Sundowns. Now they are JC plenty pass for Akube when you want buy JC.
All right, guys.
Finally, make I just make one point. Might just quickly make one point. The point why they make sense. I don't talk them before. Say we need to rebrand. The clubs need to rebrand. The clubs need to re-strategize. Make football business oriented.
Merchandise, a lot of things.
But then again, you can't rule out the fact. Say these companies, the way they spend money outside of Nigeria, they need to start looking how to spend that money safe for inside Nigeria, because the people they consume your
I'm sorry,
your,
I'm sorry, your I'm sorry, I'm sorry,
whatever.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Nigerians for crying out loud.
So it's not that I'm Nigerian.
Not be English.
You won't make a carry my premium money. No, sir. Don't let me talk about this thing.
I don't vest.
You won't. No, wait now. Give me 30 seconds. You won't make Ibiza carry my product. Come give somebody, and then you are a football player. You know the barb your hair. You know they cut your hair. You know the barb way. Come on, 200, 250, or even if you carry 1,015. Tell you say coordinate your hair.
I go be for you.
Star boy for the week, because every week they get
make
star
them make this boy with a profile boy.
You know, fine boy.
Yeah, now those guys they calm me down. You know? We need to do women league so that the team go they see fine guys, you know, so that they calm down.
Fine guys, no, they lose.
Ulisa,
now our star boy for this week, and we will tell you one or two things about Nda Ulisa, because he play for Akwa United this season for inside the Nigerian Professional Football League, and some of the stats for Nda Ulisa, he don't make 15 appearances for Akwa United for this season, and that now the fourth highest number of appearances with anybody don't make, you know, for this season for inside the team, and he don't keep 9 clean sheets. In combination with Samson Gbadebo this season, they don't concede. Akwa United don't concede only 11 goals, the least for the NPFL.
Not true, but you know, remember, say not be only they are 2 days that defense.
Yeah,
then get wing backs.
Yeah,
left and right.
Yeah,
we go combine. So see, it takes 2 hands to wash the hands clean.
Yeah,
you understand. Olisanda now if he enter any bad defense, he go see any people where we say go help him.
Yeah.
You grab. So I feel so Olisanda a fantastic player on his own, on his own day. And in they look like somebody we say go be a very good leader. The sweet thing for me about him, I say, in progression from when he starts, people they see him. You understand? People they see in progression, like from Remo Stars, now you don't enter Aqua United. Then they see how in the progress. Like they go talk normally for inside Oyibo language. They say they organic. You understand? So in progression for me now, what he mean now what they sweet me. And based on say you don't make him as our star boy today, I gotta salute him Nda Olisa. Now fantastic player. I feel say now even future Super Eagles player.
Yeah, now under 23 captain.
Yes. With time,
it was saying biggest football heartbreak ever. Not qualifying for the Olympics.
Yeah, so I feel say with time, Ingo become the superstar for Inter Super Eagles because like him or not, I've been a team say maybe Ingo don't even get chance enter this squad. We play Benin Republic and Lesotho.
Yeah.
But apparently coach get other plans.
Now we get better defenders when for Adelaide.
No, even when he invites instead Ingo invites the one way Mama subscribe for that.
Yeah.
Or we tell them Adeleke where they play for Abia Warriors.
Yeah.
You understand? So I was thinking say now I'm down Lisa. You go bring. But any which way, the bro still get chance to still enter the Super because I'm a fantastic player. We go still grow.
Make I just put this man just put this on my
fine boy.
No, see for girls, boys when fine, I make us start the wash mash. The only thing when I not like now, I say the knickers are too long because back in 1992-93, it made it amazing. But other than that, I won't give him credit because of the way they handle the health and the growth. Now, good thing say you talk about the fact say waiting in the progress on you, they see and say from the Remo when you did for Ogun State, you see, I be say the guy take progress, they go, and the way he carry himself, the system is bad, like you talk. But you need to take individual responsibility
of your own career.
Because now the few when they take individual responsibility, then they make the initiative. Then because they talk about people like the Bagada FC or the Vandreza or the Ndaz now, or even the Anayos now, because the team go work for you. But if you not work on yourself, now they were all a day. Manios, the fact said this boy, they remind me of Raskimono when Raskimono was way younger. So,
some of the things for inside Nigerian professional football, inside Nigeria, where Nda Olisa don't play. Nda Olisa have been playing for Sharks FC 2014. 2015,
then he can
play Delta Stars, you know, play 2016-2017. He can enter Remo Stars, he played there for 2018-2019, and then he can join Aqua United where he did. This is now the second episode of Football Republic MPFL Tatafo. Before we go, make we shock you.
Shock it!
It will shock you.
Shock it!
This is our MPFL. What would they talk about? Hey, MPFL did this one, MPFL did that one. A few years back, MPFL 2012 was ranked as the best league for Africa and the 24th best league for the world. As at that time, MPFL then ranked him ahead of the Scottish Premier League. Yes, that's Scottish Premier League.
With Joe Aribo.
Joe Aribo, they play. Where Leon Balogun, they play.
You know the reason why they rank out like that?
Why?
2013, Nigeria win Nations Cup.
2012.
Win Nations Cup.
2013.
Now 2012. That ranking, yeah, now 2012.
Yeah.
Nigeria win Nations Cup, 2013.
Yeah, 2013, Nigeria win Nations Cup. Yeah. Now, the boys, them, where we say Keshi, use.
Yeah.
Where they take win.
Humphrey Obuabona.
No, so they didn't league that time.
Mba, yeah.
They were local boys. That time. A lot of them were local boys.
2012. Was it 2011? I know say 2011.
Yeah.
It'd be like Heartland enter final for the CAF Confederations Cup.
Okay.
2012, it'd be like Sunshine Self enter final of the CAF Confederations Cup. Semi-final or something. Okay. 2013, Nigeria win Nations Cup. Yeah. See, those periods were periods where we say Nigeria, they do well for continent.
Yeah.
If they do well for continent, Nigeria, they could use rank
true.
Your league.
True.
So, nobody else because say... We the just get players quality. Or get quite a lie.
Okay.
Now
okay.
Because we were doing well on the continent.
Yeah.
That is why they rank our league as one of the best.
Mm.
Since that time, what did it happen?
Excuse me. It good say you talk this thing because as at that time, they take the page off within people like Eyimba Dodu. You talk and say in a national project when we say Eyimba win for inside African continent. And then they come follow up with back-to-back really top-tier performances.
Yeah.
So other clubs, when we say they try to do the same thing. Mm. I remember I say I did around that land, that time, that period, Owerri. And you will see, say, government...
That 2011.
And yeah, In fact, that time,
2010
or at the wrong things that time for we are still we like 2 years. Yeah. And the process now, you they still our government involved themselves. That was a template. That was a template that used to work then. Why be say the template no they work now? And I say, okay, now we don't begin to get visuals again. Even if now one by one, we'll take them.
We'll
and I say, because that time when we say you go say, make government they should come inside, it don't go. Now the year of the capitalist, now the season of the capitalist. If you be say business, no put an inside, you can see, say, if the business is good, the government will arrange policies to make sure, say, the business try because they need the tax.
Okay.
So that's what I would say.
This one
are
8 years, I mean, how many years?
That's
9 years ago.
Because when Scotland take a template,
to that glory days where we will
now
rank
when
as
we
the
start the enter-final competition
to secure the final you need to put success in front
for our YouTube channel. Now Noisemaker,
now you be Noisemaker, he said we be Noisemaker.
Come back next week.
You are the Noisemaker. Teacher one, teacher. Bye bye. Football Report.